You sort out all the things that you were going to buy?
Most of them. I'm going to get one or two little things.
Did you get things for the babies?
Yes, I got curtains and material and incense.
You got material in, you got incense? Mm-hmm. What kind of incense?
It smelled different, didn't it? But it was from, what was his name? Shishu.
You should get primo incense. Perfect. Better get primo incense. It's more expensive. You get it from Adiguru in London. Generally, other types of incense is unbearable. I know some of the stuff I used in Scotland was in the same category. But it's not something that I offer to deities in terms of quality.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. When you burn, when they're not burning, they'll smell different. When you actually burn them, it all seems to smell the same.
There are good quality incense out there, but you have to sniff around, and usually the stuff that they give you, the stuff that you're buying, you're accepting, is just like what you're smelling now. This is really good quality incense. It's expensive, much more expensive, many times more than what you're paying. But if you're careful with how you use it, and the main thing is it's offerable. It smells good. But maybe things that you buy may be pure. It's not a matter of purity. It's just that even there are different qualities. Just like with oils, there are different qualities. Would you buy oils as well?
We didn't in the end have enough oils so far.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Would you recommend Adiguru for oils as well?
No, he doesn't have. He just does incense. I turned him on to primo incense some years ago, and he imports it directly from the manufacturer. And even with oils have a lifespan. If you if they're kept too long, they lose their potency. And not only just lose their potency, they degrade. They just disintegrate, and they really smell bad. And you got cloth in Vrindavan.
Yes, but I was just Lala Gopal asked for just plain silk material. So we just got a few colours, because she's got quite a lot of different materials still to use up in the bottom, different sizes that she bought in Leicester. And it's quite a lot of money to get for materials, so we didn't want to buy too much, just a few plain materials.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Vrindavan's not the place for cloth. Vrindavan is becoming less the place for any. All these things can be much. Delhi is much superior. It's convenient getting things in Vrindavan, but shouldn't expect to get. Even you can get the quality from certain people, but you won't get variety. Which generally I doubt that you get the quality either. If you talk to Manini, you know, she'll tell you where she goes in Delhi, and good quality cloth shops.
At one time, we were using Pandi for oils, because Balabhadra said he was very good at oils.
Yeah, he does. You just have to make sure you're communicating with him, and that you, and not just one of the employees who may then end up selling you, because all of these people have both pure stuff and chemicals or other weaker stuff. He has good quality things. He has pure stuff, but you have to know, unless you're getting from him, if you just walk in and someone else is there, his son or someone who doesn't know, then they may end up giving you something else. But he has, or the other is down in Chandi Chowk. I forget their names. And they have very good oils as well, but always the same, because the people who purchase the real good stuff are pure stuff, are the wealthy people. But they also provide for everyday man, and they don't purchase that. But they'll use the same name. They'll say rose oil, and you can get, you know, rose oil, which is just chemical based from Germany, costing very little. But the real rose oil for like 5 grams will cost you £100 or more. 5 grams is like, you know, this is 25 grams. And dailies are supposed to be offered real thing, not chemical. Yeah, Leicester's a good place to get, you can get you can get as good a selection of stuff as you can get here in India, and you can get them at good prices. But again, you should make sure that you're buying. Generally, Gaudi Thai's clothes are pretty plain. And in Hungary, I've really sort of cut down on allowing them to just like churn out 10, 12 outfits a year. Because, day outfits, I just down to like 5, 6 day outfits and some night outfits. Because when, you know, you have like 100, 150 outfits, what do? Just putting on, you know, an outfit twice a year, I don't find, first of all, that the outfits are properly taken care of. Budapest, they are, this hanging of outfits is a disaster. It just ruins them. If you hang something, it just stretches and it ruins. So in Hungary, you know, they're all, you saw them there?
Well,
they're like architectural drawers. Every outfit has its drawer, so they lie flat. And so they're very nicely taken care of. But even then, and then the other thing is that you know, pujaris, you probably say pujaris have their favorite outfits, and they'll put their favorite outfits on, you know, every time. Meanwhile, you got all these other things just sitting around just because they don't like them. They don't dress the deities in them. So I'd rather than you know, just churning out quantities of outfits that have limited uses, spend time designing them nicely, making nice ones, and having less, and then using them, and then, you know, when their time is up, then doing more. Otherwise, it's just there's just so many practical drawbacks to it. So I've really cut back on outfits for Gonitai and Radhe Shyam in Hungary, and I've just trying to concentrate on making quality and putting the outfits to proper use, and even if you have 30 outfits, putting on an outfit once a month, and then it's which is fine, because that's what you're going to end up doing, but still it really limits how many times you figure how many times outfits are put on. They don't really get maximum use out of them. So I encourage that even at their last, and yeah, in Scotland they could be more opulent. They'd spend more time being designed and being made by referring to other, you know, how other outfits are made. Quality over quantity. It's not. It's nice to offer at every sort of festival, but. You know, technically in the spiritual world, Krishna gets clothes a few times a day. But this idea of how they're being then used and how they're being stored and where they're being stored should come into play as well. And I think that's a consideration. If you come to Hungary and see that's what we're going to do for Radhe Shyam, our plan is to redo the entire pujari wing, reconstruct, rebuild the whole thing. But and then once we do that, we'll have those shelves, this hanging clothes. It's for the birds, having clothes hang. It's not a nice thing. Clothes should lay flat. And same thing for crowns and other ornaments. Of course, they usually have. But well, maybe when I come, I'm just trying to figure. Prana, I spoke to him. He asked when I'm coming. I told him I haven't made the made the schedule, yeah. I guess I may come in April, although April I'm on Sankirtan. And I'm doing I'm going out doing businesses for the month. And that's all I'm doing. So, but I'm free on the weekends, but really coming up for a weekend to Scotland means Friday to travel there and Monday to come back. So I don't know if I can fill it in, probably more like May. But then we could talk about a little, since there's been so much sort of review of things. The worship and everything works better with this new configuration. And Srila College is coming also. I can't remember when, but we spoke in Mayapur, and he was going to work it out with Pragosh, but he was going to come up to Scotland, so he can sort of work out final arrangements and other things with him in terms of any further detail that you want to do with having the Lord's
to ask him, because we've got Gondatari in big pieces, but Tusnath and I are just on the altar itself, and I was wondering if it's right for him to be lower than Gondatari. Is that okay? Should they be on the same level?
Gondatari or the boss? Tulsinath is Lord Narayan, and Gondatari are the source of Lord Narayan. So we're worshipping them as Supreme Lord. We're not worshipping them in any other type of rasa. So in terms of tattva, Gornitai are top, so there's no harm, no problem.
Thank you. It's okay to put peacock feather in Rajatanya, right? Because there's a...
Say that again.
Is it okay to put a peacock feather?
Is it okay? I think it's okay. Although there was a controversy sometime that we shouldn't, but I don't agree that we shouldn't have a peacock feather. You know, the argument was that Lord Chaitanya is in the mood of a devotee and we shouldn't disturb his mood. But there's no argument that we put tulsi leaves on his feet. So if you put tulsi leaves on his feet, you can put peacock feather on his head. And that is how we worship him. And we're worshiping him as the Supreme Lord. That's why even that whole idea of having a tulsi stick or, you know, worshiping Lord Nityananda in his ecstasy is Balaram, that's also sort of a different mood. More we're just worshipping him as Gornarayan. And that's right. That's preferable than trying to than worshipping him in some particular ecstasy that he is in. That's more internal. Our business is to have him be seen in the mood of Aishwarya, Vaidhi.